لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والفجر وليال العشر. وقال تعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله. We are in this very, very great and honorable days of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And this whole period, the honor, greatness of it started from the first of Shawwal, that is the day of Eid after Ramadan. And from then, what is known as the Mawsam, that has started. The Mawsam, the season of Hajj. Like every people look forward to different type of seasons. Business people, for example, for December period, then they look forward to that. Sports people will look when some tournament, some World Cup is going to take place, then they are excited about that. For the true mu'min, this is the period that he should be excited about. It's the mausam of Hajj. And what is Hajj really? To go to Baytullah, to visit your beloved. And who won't love to visit his beloved? And this really, this love comes about when a person has lived his life properly and he has fulfilled the rights of Allah, then there will be eagerness and excitement in him to go to the house of Allah. Like a person who is married, and if he is fulfilling the rights of his wife, looking after her very well, then to go to the in-laws' house, he looks forward, they also wait for him. But if he was treating her in a bad way, hitting her, doing wrong to her, he won't want to go also. So like that, going to Hajj, if we are fulfilling Allah's commandments. And Hajj is the last command of Allah Ta'ala in the five basic principles of Islam. So a person who has done everything, that person from inside will also be eager to go for Hajj. And he will enjoy going there. And it is not possible for everyone to be going every year. And what a beautiful dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, waj'al af'idatam minan nas. O Allah, make af'ida a group, and from amongst the people, mean tabi'idiyya, that is not all the people, from amongst them, and from amongst them also one group. The Hajj crowd, you know, is the biggest in the world. And if Ibrahim alayhi salam did not make this dua, and he made dua that everyone must go every year, what should happen then? And he dared to control that whole crowd of 2 billion people, children, old people, everyone, sick people. What a job! And every year you must go for Hajj. Then yeah, the businesses, what should happen to the businesses? Nobody, all are gone for Hajj. The homes are empty, all are gone for Hajj. This is also a proof that how perfect and true and correct and practical Islam is. That the dua and Allah's command is not that everyone goes anyway. So the huge crowds which are there from the beginning of Shawwal, the Haji people start. And they start growing, especially in Dhul-Qa'dah. And then now in the 10 days, the crowds are just swelling all the time. And at the Hajj terminal in Jeddah, all the time there are planes landing with whole plane loads of Hajis. All who are coming off, you just hear one thing on their tongue, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik. So our hearts should be also attached to that. Though we are not going for Hajj, and it's not practical, and it's not for us to go every year, but every year our heart should be there. Just like for in any occasion, or for any occasion, like in the family there is a wedding, for example, or for the madrasa, we are having our annual jalsa, for example. So a person who is associated with that family, with that madrasa, he will be keen to be at that occasion and that function. And if for some reason, ill health, etc., he can't be, but his heart will be there, his thoughts will be there. So in the same way, for this great occasion of Hajj, our hearts should be there. And if we got no thought about Hajj taking place also, about the Hajjis, then it shows a weak affiliation of ours with Iman, with Islam, with the Muslims, and with the real Marakis, the centers, the Markaz of Islam, which is Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and we got no attachment, we don't think also about it. Not one dua also comes out for the hajjis, then it shows a weak attachment, and we must improve on it. We should improve on our iman, and naturally we should have a feeling, and we should be making duas, and actually we should visualize, make muraqabah, we are present there also. We are making tawaf with that huge crowd there. We are making safa marwa, we are making dua, etc. That is a very important thing of our deen and our affiliation to our deen. Then as the time comes closer, now the 10 days of Zulhijjah, so this is now even more we should become attached. And Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the hajjis are growing. Now many, many Arabs also are coming by road, cars, buses, etc. They are coming to Makkah Sharif. The momentum is just growing all the time. And in the Kaaba, or in the Haram also, if you are sitting there, all the time you see huge groups of people coming to make tawaf. Everyone with their ihram, all with labbaik on their tongue. And what a beautiful scene. And all are coming. And what is labbaik? Oh Allah, you call me labbaik. I am present, my Allah. I am present, my Allah. And from the whole world. You see a plane coming from Malaysia, a plane coming from Nigeria, a plane coming from Sudan, a plane coming from Pakistan. Different colors of people. And people from different the cross-section of society. The very wealthy people, professional people, ordinary people, everyone are all just coming. What a beautiful scene of brotherhood of Islam. And there is no other brotherhood like this in the world, where people not of one color, of all colors, not one language, how many languages, but yeah, all got one language, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. How happy must not Allah Ta'ala be becoming. And we must be part of that, even if we are not there. And now in this last 10 days, the momentum is just growing all the time. So Allah made it such that for the Muslims of the world, Allah declared this first 10 days to be extremely valuable. So much so that Allah is the greatest. Allah's speech is kalam. There is no kalam that is equal, that can come anywhere near the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah's kalam, which is in the Quran Sharif, what great value. Then fourthly, that kalam of Allah, the kalam of Allah, it is Allah's speech. And it is the kalam, it is Allah, His speech. It is in the Quran, and with qasam Allah is stating it. So how great doesn't it make it? Wal fajri wa layalin ashr, the 10 nights of this, which Mufassirin have all unanimously said, refers to this first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the days and the nights of Zulhijjah. Allah is taking qasam on this time. So how valuable is it? Again, ask ourselves, in our hearts, is the value of that, of those days in our hearts? For us, for example, when a person is going to graduate, it's a big day. He writes it down also, on this day I graduated. The day he's going to get married, it's a big day in his life. His birthday is a big day in his life. He waits and he thinks about when his birthday comes. These days are so great. And so great they are that it comes in the Hadith Sharif that Allah does not love to be worshipped more in any other days than these 10 days. Allah loves His worship the most. The value of worship is more in Ramadan. But that Allah loves that He must be worshipped. Think how much do we pay attention to this 10 days. Now all of us, today is the 2nd of Zulhijjah already. We are coming to the end. By Maghrib, the 2nd day will be finished. How much even just mentally have we paid honor to this 10 days, to these 2 days that have passed. And this was a natural thing for a Muslim. So, and Allah loves to be worshipped in these days. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was surprised that Allah loves to be worshipped the most in these days than any other time. So they asked also, walal jihad fi sabilillah, is not even jihad so valuable? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihad fi sabilillah. Even jihad, which it was in the, you can imagine the question which the Sahaba asked, which meant it was ingrained in them. Jihad is a great, great amal. And so they asked that in this days, even jihad is not equal to ibadat of this days. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear. 2-3 times they asked. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only that person who goes out with his wealth and with his life. He didn't send somebody else for jihad. And he didn't take somebody else's money, all his money, and he returned with nothing. He spent all his money in jihad and he gave his life in jihad. That will be more greater than the ibadat of these 10 days. And so a person, it will come in our mind that this ibadat must be very hard, that even more greater than jihad. So it must be very hard, but Allahu Akbar, it is so easy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like a sheikh prescribes for his murid wazifas, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed for the ummah the wazifas and the ibadat of the 10 days. And what is that? To read the third kalima, to read the fourth kalima. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supported it and made it stronger by saying this, all the anbiya before also should read this. So we should try and read the third kalima as much as we can. And as students, we've got our sabaks, etc. But when you get a holiday, then the main holiday for this is, the actual holiday is of the first 10 days, 15 days, the first 10 days and the Qurbani days, about 2 weeks. And in our madaris in India, so that we can do all this ibadah. That you don't have to go for sabah, etc. But the sabah you are carrying on at the moment, you are going to be studying for your imtihan, or you have already started, etc. So do that, and to at least 10 times read a day the third kalima, the fourth kalima. And if you can, read it 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening after asr, after maghrib, before going to sleep. Allah loves this the most, more than even jihad in the path of Allah. The other ibadat of these days is to keep rozas. The 9 days to keep rozas. Those who can manage, keep it. But your ta'aleem, your madrasa work comes first. That is more important. If by getting up early, you're feeling tired, you can't concentrate, then give preference to your ta'aleem. That is more important. But those who are strong, who can manage it easily, keep rozas. If not every day, try and keep every second day, every third day. Keep 1-2 rozas and try your best the 9th, which will be next week, Yawmussabt, Saturday. Try and keep that roza. That one has got special virtues. The rozas of these days is equal to 1 year's rozas. One roza and you get the sawab of keeping roza, fasting for 1 whole year. And the roza of the 9th, your 1 previous year and 1 coming year's gunas will be forgiven. So they are so valuable. The nights of these days, of these 10 days, is so valuable that the ibadat of it is equal to Laylatul Qadr. In Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, we all battle to know which is Laylatul Qadr. 21st, 23rd, it may be even one of the even nights, it may be even out of the odd nights, but most probably one of the odd nights, and most probably the 27th, but we are not sure. Yeah, every night, without doubt, you get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr, which is more than 80 years of worship. 83 years and 4 months, khayrum min alfi shahr. Every night you can get that. And that again is not to move a mountain from its place, not any hard job, so easy. At least just make your Isha with Jamaat, your Fajr with Jamaat. You get the sawab of the whole night's ibadah. And what more you can do, more. During these days, let us try and be particular to make all our namazes with Jamaat. And with Takbir-e-Ula, Saf-e-Ula, try and do our namazes more better. And then, at least, very particularly, our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat. So easily, with the 10 nights, we can get the ibadat of over 830, about 1,000 years of ibadat. During these days, and every year you can get that. So it is. So don't let us be unmindful of these things. Then when the 9th of Zulhijjah comes, then the excitement even grows more. Now Allah has ordained to read Takbir al-Tashriq on the Fajr of the 9th, which will be this year on Yawm al-Sabt, Saturday morning next week, that after every Farz Namaz for 23 Namazes till the 12th Asr, that we read Takbir al-Tashriq. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. And this was what happened. It's a rehearsal. It's a, not a rehearsal, but it's a replay of the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he was going, Allah loves it so much. Allah made it that Qurbani took place about 6,000 years ago when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah made it in the whole, not only in Mina, in the whole world this takbir must be read. Then comes the 10th itself, the day of the 10th of Zul Hijjah. The 9th is Yom Arafat again, which in itself is such a virtuous day. Then the 10th of Zul Hijjah, this is the day of Qurbani. And this is now when Allah loves. There is no amal Allah loves more during the 10th, 11th and 12th than ihraq dam, slaughtering of animals. Allah loves that the most. So those students who will be staying in the madrasa, not going home, hey, mashallah, the Qurbani takes place here. Take part in that. Going see, just to see those animals is a great ibadah. Shaykhul Hind Rahmat, what a great alim, what a great wali of Allah. And how he should make love and associate himself with the Qurbani animals. Like if we have a brick lying just outside, it's got no value. If somebody takes it, nobody will worry about it. But that same brick, you put it in the toilet of your house. Now somebody breaks and takes that brick, you'll make a court case against that person. If it is in your lounge, if it is in your bedroom, more. That, how could you take this brick from here? That same brick, if it was used in the Jame Masjid of the town, now the whole town's people will fight with that person. So these Qurbani animals are ordinary animals. But the minute they are set aside for Qurbani now, so their value changes. The nisbat has changed. Now they have become very valuable. The Qurbani which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made was the ram which Habir, the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he presented in Qurbani to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah accepted his Qurbani. Then Allah transferred this ram to Jannah, and it was grazing, eating grass in Jannah from that time of Adam alayhi salam till the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Allah sent it to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to be slaughtered. It was a ram that had big horns, big eyes, white in color, and very healthy it was. A beautiful ram, and he slaughtered there. And anyone who makes Qurbani according to how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made Qurbani, he gets the same sawab. What is the sawab? It is like you have slaughtered your actual son. If somebody today, to slaughter your actual son for Allah's pleasure, when you slaughter the animal, you get the same sawab that you have slaughtered your actual son. So these are very, very great days. And the Qurbani also, we should all try personally to be part of it. Whether we are going home, the students in the holiday, those who will be going in Jamaat, those who will be staying here, try and get involved in Qurbani. This is a Eid where you don't wear nice white clothes and you just clean and tidy. There is a Eid where you get involved, where you have, for example, just your vest, your lungi on. You are slaughtering, and your vest and lungi also covered with the blood and etc. as you are cleaning, slaughtering, etc. Then we should skin also, we should get used to it and do it ourselves and make pieces ourselves also. And if it's possible, we can give to the poor with our own hands also. This is what is actually, then we will get the benefit of Qurban. Like if a person has got a timeshare in some resort, hotel, etc., and for some reason he can't use it, he gives it to his friends to use, his family, you people go. They will go, or somebody goes, send somebody else for Hajj, Hajj-e Badal. He doesn't make Hajj himself, he sends somebody else. That Hajj will be made. Ask Mufti Sahib, your Hajj is made. But where will he get the enjoyment of Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifah, all that? You won't get that, he's at home. But his Hajj will be made. He made Hajj-e Badal, he couldn't go himself. So, and the timeshare, the somebody used it, but the beautiful sun rising over the sea, over the mountains, the fresh air in that place, all those things, you won't get it, you are here. So like that, Qurbani, you let somebody else make it. You send it away to another country, your Qurbani will be made. But the benefit of it, you will be deprived of that. So may Allah let us understand the great value of these days and this great ibadah, and to enjoy Islam, فُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ, enter into Islam completely and fully. If you got like a a jigsaw puzzle, and one piece is left out, your whole thing is incomplete. So if you got everything in your picture of Islam, but Qurbani is not there, or any other, there isn't tilawat in your life, there isn't dua in your life, there isn't zikr in your life, those things are left out, your picture of Islam is not complete. And a person will only buy, anyone want to buy the jigsaw puzzle, but it's incomplete, they'll reject it. And a person will only enjoy that which is a complete thing. So let us do the Qurbani and bring that also properly into our lives, and then we will see the great benefit of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.